In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today I'll tell you about a saint who was made holy by Holy Communion. She was a Dutch girl named Lidwina, and she lived in the 15th century. And when Lidwina was 15 years old, she was ice skating and fell and broke a rib. She never recovered from that accident and became disabled for the rest of her life. Her biographers state that she became paralyzed except for her left hand. In the beginning of her grievous illness, Saint Lidwina showed herself to be very weak in bearing her sufferings. But God sent to her a holy priest named John IV. This priest saw that this girl was not perfectly resigned to her painful situation. So he tried first to exhort her to frequent meditation on the Passion of our Savior as a means of encouraging herself to patience, because thinking the sufferings of Christ helps us to carry our own difficulties. Lidwina first promised to comply with the advice of the priest, but the thought of Jesus' suffering didn't really work for her. All her meditations were dry and distasteful to her, and she could not find the slightest consolation in them. So she fell back on her former lamentations and complaints. The same holy priest came a second time to visit her and inquired how she felt while meditating on Christ's Passion and what profit she had derived from thinking of it. Lidwina answered, "Father, the advice you gave me was excellent, but the sharpness of my pains hinders me from finding any help or support in the contemplation of Christ, of what Christ has suffered for us." So the priest came up with another plan. At his next visit, he brought to her, as it is custom to one whose sickness prevented going to church, he brought to her the Blessed Sacrament. And after having given her Holy Communion, he addressed her as follows: "Until now you have been exhorted by me to consider constantly your Savior's Passion as a suitable remedy for your evils. Now listen to the exhortation of Jesus Christ himself in person." And hardly had Lidwina swallowed the sacred host when there was enkindled in her so lively sense of the sufferings of Christ and so ardent desire to imitate him in his sorrows that she burst into tears. And these tears continued throughout the whole week, and she was not able to restrain her tears. So deeply was she impressed with her Savior's sufferings that day and night they were present to her mind, inspiring her with courage to suffer patiently for the sake of love of him who had been pleased to undergo so much for the sake of her salvation. In course of time, Lidwina became more and more ill. But being animated and strengthened by Christ's Passion, which was ever before her mind, she gave thanks and praise to God for her sufferings and wanted to suffer even more. She came at last to be able to say that it seemed to her that it was not herself who suffered, but Christ, who was suffering in her. We can see in this story how the Eucharist perfects us by uniting us with Christ. Saint Lidwina, by this union with Jesus in Holy Communion, became a great saint, and in particular one of the greatest examples of patience that has ever adorned the Church. She is also the patroness of ice skaters, since she got her infirmity in an accident when ice skating, and she is also patroness of the all chronically ill. And we may safely say that Saint Lidwina's sanctity took its beginning in the communion. One holy communion is enough to make you a saint. It is because of the obstacles we ourselves pass it, for example sickness or worries, or be they whatever, which hinder us from sainthood. Saint Catherine of Siena compared all the recipients of the Holy Communion to torches receiving fire. Each and every one receives light and heat in fire, but yet each torch in proportion to its size. That one receives most light, which is itself largest. So in Holy Communion, everyone receives grace, which is more or less received according to the measure how we are disposed to receive it. And the more we expand our souls with faith, humility, and obedience, the more plentiful will be the grace we receive in Holy Communion, and the faster we may become saints ourselves. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.